it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
All right, we got Maynard on that time with the little yodel there, like Tiny Tim. Did you hear that, Dwayne?
Yeah, I like his yodel, and I like him saying that this is his favorite gardening show, his favorite show.
Yep. And, you know,
I don't think that's true, because on Facebook, I belong to an organization, and he does too, Gardening with Care.
Okay.
And I don't think he has the right horticultural responses.
He tries, though.
Not very hard.
Hey, we had a great time at the fair last weekend, didn't you?
It was cool. We had a booth outside the horticulture building there, and I tell you, it was really fun to see all the local people and talk to people. And I saw 16 of my 1974 classmates and talked to them at the fair. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, a lot of classmates come back for the fair. My class, too.
Yep, you even had your family there.
Yep, I have my family there. They love coming back to Madison to the Loughborough County Fair, and my brother had his reunion. He graduated in 81, and I know there was a big reunion of 71, and so good time to get together.
Bet. I'd like to thank everybody who exhibited at the fair, and especially all those that exhibited, you know, vegetables and fruits and flowers, and it's pretty awesome. A lot of avid gardeners out there. So
yeah. You got a blue ribbon, didn't you?
I got a lot of blue ribbons. Got some red ones too, and I got some no ribbons, but you know what? It's all fair.
Yep.
I learned a few things, and I was the one that helped write the rules. You got to display your vegetables right before they're even going to judge them, and I had three of mine displayed wrong.
Oh.
Had them in water, and that's a no-no.
Oh, really?
They're automatically disqualified.
Oh, wow, okay.
So even the judges sometimes get disqualified.
What were you most proud of that you entered?
We had some pretty cool gourds. I called them the Dawson Blackjack gourds. They were kind of goldy yellow on the top and black on the bottom. They were weird shapes. That was pretty cool. Got blue ribbons on that, and had a red cabbage that was, I thought, was a very healthy specimen. Was like that one.
Yeah, right. I saw somebody had a really nice red pepper growing. That was really good. That was big.
Seems to be the year of the pepper, though. Everybody's having really good luck with peppers, and mm-hmm. peppers are really good for you, and onions, and there was all kind of vegetables there, so.
Yep, it was a fun time.
Another one that was kind of cool, that's a little different, it's called Knucklehead Pumpkins.
Knucklehead pumpkin.
It's a pumpkin that kind of has an orange pumpkin with kind of greeny orange warts all over it.
Oh, that's the one that was sitting in front of us when we were doing a show live last week.
Yep. So that one's kind of cool, kind of for ornamental, you know, putting it out in front of your house with, you know, all kinds of garden mums and, mm-hmm. you know, different types of gourds and squash and grasses and stuff. You can make your own planters, and it was really fun at the fair.
Okay, yeah, it was. Well, I'm going to open up our phone lines once again. If you have a question for Dwayne, give us a call here at the radio station, 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. If you have a longer garden question for Dwayne. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
You know, plant of the week, I'm going to call it fall color. With all the leaves just starting to turn fall colors. And the specific plant that I took a picture of and showing fall color already is Autumn Blaze Maple. And Autumn Blaze turns a red, and it has a little brown tinge to it, reddy brown, a very pretty fall colored tree. And so that's our plant of the week. But we're going to talk about trees with fall color. I think one of our questions kind of leads up to that, so we'll leave the explanation until we get to that question.
Okay.
And my horticulture concern there is, 12 years ago, I wrote an article and made a pamphlet on tree health. It was called Save My Trees. Okay? And even the last 12 years, I've learned a lot about trees. And going to resurrect that pamphlet and get it out and have a handout at the Garden Center Nursery at Heather Floral Nursery. So might be a good one to get a hold of.
Okay, what do you mean, Save My Trees? What's that about?
Save My Trees is about a lot of people are having problems with diseases, bugs, trees in the wrong location. And, you know, it basically comes down to if you take care of your trees. Do you fertilize your trees? Do you prune up your trees? You know, how do you have a really nice tree? And you can, if your tree's healthy and you do the right things, you don't have to worry about this emerald ash borer. You don't have to worry about Dutch elm disease and a lot of other things that, you know, including the spruce trees are having problems. So Save My Trees is a little handout you get on what you should do with your nice trees in your yard.
Okay. All right. All right, we got a bunch of questions here, Dwayne, for you today. People are listening.
Let's go.
My hydrangea bush was run over by a dirt bike and was broken off at the ground level. The bush is new, only about 18 to 24 inches tall. Will this come back, or is it done for?
You got the roots under there, so prune it. If it's busted off, trim those busted branches off, and if it's, you know, out of proportion, trim some of those branches back. I would make sure that it's watered good. Give it a little extra shot of fertilizer because it's under stress, and it'll be okay. It probably did you a favor and forcing you to prune it back, and it'll bush out more from the ground.
All right, so just prune it.
Prune it.
Okay. All right. This one is via Facebook. We don't get very many Facebook questions through this. How do you keep mandevillas? Is that how you say
mandevilla?
That? Yeah, over the winter.
Mandevilla is a vine. It's there's different colors. Mandevillas can be red, pink, white. It gets to be a long vine. It's a tropical plant. Definitely not hardy in Minnesota. Not even close. Likes to be out in the sun, grows 20 feet a year. What you need to do is prune that back. You're going to have to take it into the house someplace in a bright, sunny window. And before you bring it in, put some house plant insecticide in the soil, which will help kill the bugs, and then spray it down really good outside. And then before you bring it in, spray it again. You don't need to bring it in, but you got to bring it in before first frost.
Okay, all right.
Not, doesn't do very well in Minnesota outside.
Nope, that's true. yeah, when's the first frost usually come?
It could have frozen by Lacaparral Fair's time, so
early
not
October.
Too long. I mean, we've got 80 degree day today, so hopefully it lasts a while, have nice weather. That cold weather comes way too soon, so
right.
In Minnesota, so we're not going to talk about frost yet.
All right, here's another question from one of our listeners. Is it too early to cut my peonies back for the winter?
Nope, you can do that. You know, they haven't bloomed for a long time. Some of them are starting to turn yellow. I've knit mine back. You can cut them back down to the ground.
Okay. Hey, we had a discussion at the radio station about this. What's the correct way to pronounce peonies?
There's two ways, peony or peony.
Yep. Okay? Which way do you prefer?
I say peony.
Peonies, okay. Peony.
Either one's right, no problem. Look it up in the dictionary, which I don't do very often. Either one is proper.
Okay. So,
whoever you're arguing with, you both win. How's that for politics?
There you go. All right, let's get into a couple tree questions. My lilac trees are established. The leaves are turning white or have some white chalky substance on them. Is this normal? If not, what's wrong?
Lilacs in general will get a white substance on there, but with this rain that started a little while ago, they're starting to get downy mildew on there. So if you have a copper fungicide or a fungicide, I would spray it on there. And if you haven't pruned that lilac tree, I would definitely do it really soon. Because it's got to form buds this year to flower next year. So prune it up, spray it with a fungicide.
Okay. And I think we mentioned this a couple weeks ago about what is a good fall shade tree to plant that does well in full sun, has lots of fall colors, orange or red, and no berries. And do you have them in stock?
That's a lot of questions.
Yep.
You know, I'm glad you didn't ask me for a bad shade tree.
What's a bad shade tree?
I don't know. You asked for a good shade tree.
Yep. Okay.
If you go and look up good, prettiest shade tree, okay, on the internet, you know what you find?
What?
Sugar maples.
Sugar maples.
Sugar maple. My favorite tree. Sugar maple is a hardwood tree. Sturdy branches. Has gorgeous fall color. It's orangey-red, more probably yellow-orangey-red, so it has multicolors. It's pretty. There's a lot of variations, a lot of different varieties of sugar maples. You can buy the old-fashioned mother one, the one that they bred all these trees off, is just a straight old sugar maple. That's still one of the best. There's a fall fiesta maple, which has more of an oak leaf, but still has great fall color. Those are some really nice trees. There's still the Green Mountain Sugar Maple, Commemoration Sugar Maple. Those are all different offshoots of maples, kind of have different branching patterns. And we have all those in stock. We have lots of trees right now, and fall is the time for planting. We have oaks, lindens. We're looking for color, though, mainly here in the maple family. Or a red oak has nice fall color, but you got to have the right soil type for that.
Okay. All right.
So,
yeah,
plant a maple.
My question, if I'd plant a tree in my yard, I'd want it fairly large. You know, I don't want to wait 10 years to enjoy shade out of my tree. So how big of trees do you have, Dwayne?
When you buy a tree, there, you're buying two things. You're buying time and you're buying roots. Okay?
Okay.
How long they took to grow it, okay? The bigger the tree is. Most of our trees are around 8 feet tall, and they're about 1 to 1.5 inch diameter tree, 6 feet above the ground. Okay, so they're fairly good sized trees when we start. When the next size goes up from like a 2 to 3 inch diameter tree, probably the crown is more developed.
Okay,
a larger tree like that could cost you up to $250 to $300. Most of the trees that are around 6 to 8 feet tall are run from 129 to 149.
Okay.
So what you're doing is buying time is when you get a bigger tree. Right. To a point, if you get bigger trees, I'd rather put a 6 to 8 foot tree in the ground, and you can plant whatever bigger tree than that or transplant one in there, and I'd put a bet that my tree's bigger than yours in 10 years.
Okay. Hey, oh, gee, we're running out of time here.
Oh, no, no, we're going to extend it today.
No, you got a little under 30 seconds. What do you got going?
A lot of grass seeding. We're doing lawns like crazy. Putting in a lot of grass seed, seeding the lawns. That's important. Fall is for planting. I've never sold so many trees. I've been doing this for 47 years. Never sold so many trees as this fall. So we have a great selection of trees left. Pumpkins are here. We have large pumpkins, small pumpkins. We got gourds. We got mums. So we're really busy at Heather Nursery and Floral in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
All right. Real good. Got to run, Dwayne. Thank you. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
See ya. Have a great week.
Dwayne Hasted with our Garden Show for this week. This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.